Title: Noise Sweeps from White Noise and Filters Intermediate. Alright, let's level up. One of the most useful transition tools in drum and bass. Noise sweeps. These are the glue plus hype moments that make sections feel connected, make drops feel bigger, and help you build tension without suddenly introducing a new melody that steals attention. The best part is, we can do it cleanly with Ableton stock devices, no samples needed, and get results that work for rolling DNB, jungle switch-ups, and heavier techie stuff. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three dependable sweep setups: a classic white noise riser for a longer build, a reverse sweep or downlifter for impact into the drop, and a darker, industrial-style sweep with movement and grit. Let's build it in a way that's controllable, mix-safe, and easy to reuse. First, create the noise source. Make a new MIDI track and load Operator. Operator is kind of the cheat code here. Super clean, consistent, and easy to reproduce across projects. In Operator, click Oscillator and set the waveform to noise, specifically white noise. If you see Operator's internal filter, turn it off for now. We're going to do the real shaping with Auto Filter, because it's more flexible and more Ableton workflow friendly for automation. Now make a MIDI clip and draw one long note for however long your sweep needs to be. 1 bar, 4 bars, 16 bars, whatever the arrangement calls for. The pitch of the note doesn't matter much because it's noise, but you still need a note to trigger the sound. At this point, it should just sound like steady hiss. Perfect, that's the raw material. Now we do the core move, shaping the sweep with Auto Filter. Drop Auto Filter right after Operator. Set the filter type to LP24, the 24 dB low pass. That's your classic riser sound, because you can start dark and gradually reveal the top end. Set resin somewhere around 20-35% to start. Teacher note: resonance is powerful on noise. It creates a pitch illusion, like a fake note that emerges as the filter moves. That can be awesome, but it can also feel out of key or kind of squealy if it lands in a nasty zone. So keep it modest now, and we can automate it later for a scream right near the transition. Add a bit of drive in Auto Filter, like 2-6 dB. Drive makes the sweep feel urgent and forward without needing to crank the track volume. Now automate the filter frequency. In Arrangement View, show automation for Auto Filter's frequency. For a riser, you're typically opening from around 150 Hz up to somewhere like 14, 16, even 18 Khz. Here's a really important DNB-specific timing move for a 16-bar riser. Don't just ramp evenly the whole time. Start subtle, then accelerate in the last couple of bars. In other words, use a curve that's slow at first and fast at the end. That pull into the drop feeling is what makes it sound arranged, not like a generic sweep. If you're doing a downlifter instead, you just reverse it. Start bright, like 18 Khz, and fall down toward 200 Hz. That gives you the shh into womb feeling that makes the drop hit harder. Next, we control the volume shape, because brightness changes alone often sound flat. A sweep that only gets brighter can feel like it's just EQ automation, not energy. You want intensity to rise too. The easiest, most visual way: add utility after Auto Filter and automate utility gain. For a riser, start low. You can start at minus infinity if you want it to fade in from nothing, or more realistically start around minus 24 dB and ramp up to around minus 6 or minus 3 dB by the end. For a downlifter, do the opposite. Start around minus 6 dB so it's present, then drop quickly. Alternative method is Operator's amp envelope. That's cleaner and elegant, especially if you want it to behave more like a synth. Set a small attack, like 10-50 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Then set decay and sustain depending on the length. But honestly, in DNB arrangements, utility automation is just fast and obvious, and you can fine-tune it against the drums in the timeline. Now let's make it mix-ready, because this is where a lot of sweeps go wrong. Add EQA to after Auto Filter. And yes, we're going to remove low end, even if you think you can't hear it. Noise loves to clutter the low end in a way you only notice when your kick and sub suddenly feel smaller. High pass around 120-250 Hz. If the track is really dense or your sub is huge, go higher. There's no metal for leaving a necessary low end in a noise sweep. If the sweep is harsh, dip a little around 6-9 Khz. Just a couple dB, medium Q. That's often where the sandpaper lives. Quick coaching concept here. Think in bands, not one sweep. Decide what the sweep's job is. Air band, around 8-18 Khz, is excitement and sparkle. Presence band, 2-8 Khz, is aggression and spray, but it can hurt fast. Body band, 300 Hz-2 Khz, is thickness and wind, but it can cloud snares. So instead of letting the sweep fill everything, aim it at one purpose. You'll get cleaner mixes and more intentional transitions. Now sidechain it to the drums. This is a huge instant pro move in rolling DNB. Add compressor after EQ8. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus, or at least your kick and snare group, as the sidechain input. Start with a ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds, and you're going to adjust this based on the groove. If you have busy breaks with ghost notes and hats, set the release so the noise pumps rhythmically with the pattern. If it's more sparse, like halftime sections, use a faster release so it doesn't feel like the sweep disappears for too long. Aim for about 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. This keeps your drum transients crisp while the sweep still feels huge. Next, let's add space and width, but keep it controlled. Add hybrid reverb after the sidechain compressor. Algorithmic mode is great here. Set to K somewhere like 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on the part. Longer in intros and breakdowns, shorter right before a drop. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't immediately smear the front edge. And use the high cut in the reverb, maybe 6 to 10 kHz, to tame hiss buildup. Keep dry slash wet modest, like 10 to 25%. You want space, not a fog that eats the drop. Then add utility at the very end for stereo width control. During a build, you can push width to 130, 150, even 170% if it's stable. But if it gets facey, pull it back. And here's a great arrangement trick. Go wide in the build, then snap narrower right before the drop. Even if your drop elements don't change, the drop will feel wider simply because you created contrast. Now, let's turn the clean sweep into a darker, heavier DNB sweep. The idea is simple. Add grit. Add movement, and often, band limit it so it feels thick instead of fizzy. Put saturator after autofilter. Drive around 4 to 10 dB. Try analog clip or soft sign. Turn on soft clip so peaks don't get spiky. This helps the sweep cut through dense bass design without you needing to raise it too loud. Optional, add redux for industrial grit. Keep it gentle. Downsample around 2 to 6 bit reduction around 8 to 12. If you overdo redux, it becomes a fizzy mess instead of weight. In DNB, you usually want metal air and pressure, not cheap crackle. Add movement with auto filters LFO. Turn on LFO inside auto filter, set amount around 5 to 15%, rate sync to 1/8 or 1/16, phase at 0 degrees. That creates a subtle shiver, and it feels alive in techie rollers. One more smart trick, distortion placement matters. If you distort after filtering, the moving resonant area gets emphasized, so it feels more laser-like and animated. If you distort before filtering, it's thicker and more consistent. So if your sweep feels bland, try distortion after the filter. If it feels spiky and painful, try distortion before the filter. Let's talk arrangement applications that actually sound like DNB. For a 16-bar intro into a 16-bar build, open the filter slowly, and maybe automate resonance to rise only in the last 2 bars. That way, the resonance note doesn't fight the track for the whole build. It just screams right at the moment you want tension, right before the drop. Do a tiny mute, literally an eighth note or a quarter note of silence. That vacuum makes the drop feel violent in the best way. For jungle switch-ups, one-bar downlifters into edits are gold. Sidechain them harder so breaks stay crisp. And for call and response with bass, either sidechain the sweep more when the re speaks, or automate the sweep volume down during bass phrases, then let it rise in the gaps. That's how you get transitions that feel musical, not just pasted on. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. If you leave too much low end in noise, it will wash out your kick and sub. High pass basically always, somewhere in that 120 to 250 range. If you don't shape volume, the sweep feels static. Brightness alone isn't emotion. If you overwiden with huge reverb, you get phase soup. The track might sound impressive solo, then collapse in mono or get weird on a system. If your resonance is too high, it can whistle painfully around 2 to 5 kHz. If that happens, either lower resonance or EQ that region. And if you don't sidechain, especially in rolling DNB, the sweep will smear transients. It's one of the fastest ways to make a drop feel less punchy. Let's do a quick 15-minute practice build so you lock it in. Build a 16-bar riser, operator with white noise, auto filter LP24, and utility for gain. Add EQ8 with a high pass at about 180 Hz. Add sidechain compression from your drum group and aim for around 5 dB of ducking. Make 2 automation lanes. Auto filter frequency from about 150 Hz up to 16 kHz, with a slow start and fast finish curve. utility gain from about minus 24 dB up to around minus 5 dB. Then duplicate the track and make it a 2-bar downlifter, reverse the filter automation, and shorten reverb decay to like 1 to 2 seconds so it doesn't cloud the drop. Once it sounds good, print it, freeze and flatten, or resample it. Then do tiny edits, micro fades, last 1/16 cuts, reversing tails. This is where transition starts sounding intentional, like you meant it, not like you scrolled presets. If you want an advanced variation quickly, try the window sweep. Put a high-pass autofilter first, then a low-pass autofilter after it. Automate both upward, keeping a gap between them. That way, you control the band the noise occupies, instead of it exploding across the entire spectrum. Super clean, very professional, and it sits in busy mixes. And if you want that last-second DNB panic, switch the LFO or tremolo gating rate to triplets for the last bar, like 1/8. Use it briefly. It screams incoming change. Recap so it sticks. Use operator for clean white noise. Use auto filter frequency automation to create the rise or fall and curve it like an arrangement, not a straight line. Shape volume 2, usually with utility automation. Make it mix safe with a Q8 high pass, and make it groove with sidechain compression. Add width and reverb, but control them, and use contrast right before the drop. For darker DNB, add saturator, optional redux, subtle LFO movement, and consider band limiting so it's thick instead of hissy. When you're ready, build yourself a little transition pack, an air riser, a mid-pressure riser, and an impact downlifter. Print them, label them by BPM and bar length, and drop them into your template. That's how you stop reinventing the wheel every track, while still sounding custom every time.